USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Topping the news, it's a midnight voting 60-year-old tradition. The folks in Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, casting the first primary votes. Five voters, and who do they choose? Three write-in votes for Mike Bloomberg, one vote for Mayor Pete, and one vote for Bernie Sanders. President Trump speaking in Manchester, New Hampshire, ahead of the primary, stealing the thunder of some of the very sleepy Democratic candidates, as he calls them. Trump supporters standing in line enduring the cold rain and snow ahead of the event. The president on Twitter saying, "Hope the fake news, which never discusses it, is talking about the big crowds forming for my New Hampshire rally." They won't, exclamation point.
Let's drain the swamp. That swamp is a lot worse than anybody ever thought. That swamp is a dirty swamp.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The very latest now on gas prices. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us there is a $1.55 price difference between the high and the low average across the country.
The nation's lowest average prices can be found in Texas, where the statewide average is $2.04, followed by Louisiana at $2.06, and Oklahoma State at $2.07 per gallon. The nation's priciest gasoline can be found in Hawaii, where the statewide average is $3.59 per gallon, followed by California at $3.54 and Washington State at $3.10 per gallon.
DeHaan tells us thousands of stations are selling product below $2 per gallon.
That's the highest amount of stations in nearly a year.
An update now on the spreading coronavirus. Reports of at least 24 Americans infected with the virus on board a Princess cruise ship quarantined in Yokohama, Japan. More than 100 people reportedly suffering from the coronavirus on board that ship. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Violent crimes against police officers in New York City continue to escalate. Two New York City police officers recovering after being shot over the weekend by the same crazed gunman at two different locations. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
The nation's top law enforcement official is expressing outrage about it.
I'd just like to express my outrage at the attempted assassination of two New York City police officers.
That's Attorney General Bill Barr speaking Monday morning.
They have the full support of this administration.
One officer was shot in the chin and back and was later released from a hospital 12 hours later. Officers say the same gunman walked into a precinct headquarters in the Bronx and started shooting, striking a lieutenant in the arm. Police say he then put the gun on the ground and explained that he liked to shoot police. I'm Chris Barnes.
To USA News for your health, the latest now on regulating tobacco and vaping products. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
President Trump doesn't want the FDA to regulate tobacco. His new budget creates an agency within Health and Human Services dedicated solely to regulating tobacco and vaping products. The FDA has been cracking down amid concerns of underage vaping. Regarding the proposed federal budget, the president says two areas of the budget will remain the same.
So we're not touching Medicare. We want to keep Medicare. We're not touching Social Security.
I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.